USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is highlighting the first all-female spacewalk. The president spoke to the two astronauts at the White House.
And I just want to congratulate you both. You're very brave, brilliant women, and you represent this country so well. And our country is very proud of you, and we are very proud of you.
Congress is reacting to the announcement that the G7 summit will be held at President Trump's Doral property in Miami next year. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reminds us,
I'm much more concerned about what happens at the G7 than where it's at. I mean, in my mind, it could happen in a phone booth. I don't care where it's at as long as there's good and productive things happen there.
Democrats, on the other hand, including Michigan Representative Dan Kildee, say it's unacceptable for any federal office to use their own business for government activity to enrich themselves. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new report on millennial millionaires. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report says around 618,000 young adults in the U.S. are millennial millionaires. Coldwell Banker and Wealth Engine finding that nearly half of the population of wealthy young people is growing in California specifically. Millennials are defined as people born between 1982 and 1996, making them ages 23 to 37 as of 2019. The report says millennials are expected to inherit trillions from their baby boomer parents in the great transfer of wealth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A storm system is gaining strength in the warm waters of the Gulf, and it's expected to become Tropical Storm Nestor sometime late today or Saturday. Forecasters say the storm will most likely make landfall somewhere in the panhandle of Florida and bring heavy rain and possible flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Energy Secretary and former Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, is leaving the Trump administration. As far as what his plans are next, he and everyone else in the White House has been tight-lipped on what's next on Perry's agenda. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the news of Perry leaving has been known for a while.
Absolutely. So as the president said, he's known about this for months. This was the plan for Secretary Perry all along, that it was time. He's been with us from the beginning, and there's going to be some next steps for him. I'm not going to get ahead of him, but he's going to go on to great things, and we wish him really, really well.
Right. So in other words, did Ukraine have anything to do with his departure?
Absolutely nothing. No, this was in the works for quite a while. As I said, the president's known about it. Nothing like that. We wish him well.
Grisham, speaking on Fox News, was also asked about the president pulling troops out of Syria.
The president, as president, has an obligation to look out for the troops and to protect this country. And when President Erdogan made it clear that he was going to invade, the president acted decisively to pull our military out of harm's way. Now, he sent a delegation over, and they were successful in a ceasefire. But that takes time. I'm not going to get into operations on the ground. Of course, I'll leave that to the Department of Defense. But the president is to protect our country. He's putting America first. He's always said that.
And finally, Game 5 of the American League Championship Series in Major League Baseball takes place tonight just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time with the New York Yankees hosting the Houston Astros. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.